Hello, my name is Selma Bashidovich. I am 18 years old. Today is April 25th, 2019, and I'm speaking with Jenna Siegel, who is my friend from college. We were recording this interview in Orlando, Florida. So Jenna, first off, I want to start asking you about your childhood. Do you have any childhood friends that you want to tell me about who you think shaped who you are today?
I would say that my friends from my childhood kind of shaped me into being who I am today by influencing me to not be how they were, because some of my friends in high school specifically were not very nice, and I've taken their actions and thought about them and, you know, decided that being like them is not something that I want to be.
Speaking about childhood friends and how school is a big part of childhood, were there any teachers or faculty and staff in the schools you attended that influenced who you are today?
There's one specific teacher in my high school who really influenced me on what kind of educator I want to become. And that was my Algebra 2 teacher in sophomore year. She saw me struggling a lot, and she saw how much difficulty I was having with the coursework and taking tests and just managing it all. And she really just sat me down and said, look, you know, each test is not everything. You don't have to get 100% on every test. You know, it's the bigger picture, it's not every single little individual thing. She sat down and she made sure to study with me in the mornings before tests, and she would help me with extra material and stuff like that. So she really just inspired me and to become an educator like her. I really want to be there for the students and, you know, be able to make sure that they're being the best students that they can be.
Mentioning how you wanted to be an educator yourself, how do you want to influence your students?
I want to influence my students by making sure that they know that they can do anything that they set their minds to, and I want to make sure that they know that if they need extra help, they can come to me and I'll be able to help them and explain something to them that if they're not really understanding that much, then I can sit down and I can try and explain to them to the best of my ability to help them understand. I also want them to know that, you know, while we do need to behave in a classroom, you know, strict sort of way, we're also not going to be as serious, and we're going to have moments during the day where we're able to take breaks and, you know, be able to talk with each other and get to know each other instead of it just being like work, 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 work.
Being that you want to influence your students to have the best morals that are in your perspective, the best morals, what age group do you think will most benefit from your teaching? What age group do you want to teach?
I'm getting my degree for preschool through third grade, and I feel that that age group would most benefit from my teachings because they're still young and they're still absorbing information. And I feel like if you tried to teach that to somebody who is in middle school or high school, they have already kind of developed their mindset and kind of already sort of developed kind of their attitude and how they're going to be specifically for those years. You know, as they get older, they'll mature and, you know, change their mindset somewhat. But I feel like preschool through third grade is kind of like the time where you can be most impactful on who they are as a person.
Having some fun with this interview, how do you plan on making your classroom fun, that the kids want to go to, that you drive the kids to want to go to school?
Over the years, I have seen different teachers do different things with their classrooms and trying to make it fun and interactive and interesting. And there was a video I actually saw on Facebook a couple of months ago where the teachers welcome the students in the morning by standing outside the classroom and welcoming them in by letting them choose whether to get a fist bump, a high five, a hug, and they got to choose it. And I really would like to do something like that with my classroom so that, you know, my students know that, like, I'm not just somebody who's going to stand at the front of the classroom and teach them information that they need to know. I want them to know that I'm going to be fun and that, you know, I'm warm and welcoming and they can come to me if they have any problems. I also would like to do some, like, breaks during the day, like in the middle of classwork, like maybe like, you know, like a 5-minute dance break or something like that. Just something so that it's not always work, 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 and they can have a chance throughout the day to, you know, take their mind off of their work and take a break and, you know.
Mentioning earlier, you had childhood friends who influenced you by showing you how not to act because of their lack of kindness and them being mean. Being an educator, do you plan on, and if so, preventing this kind of attitude developing into high school students?
I would like to try. I would like to be able to teach my students how to be inclusive and how to, you know, treat everybody with kindness and treat everybody how they would want to be treated, because, you know, there were some people in my high school who did not treat everybody that way. And while I can't influence these students, you know, 10 years after I have them, I can try and shape them and make their mindset into thinking about inclusiveness and, you know, treating everybody how they want to be treated. And, you know, it would be difficult to influence them more so like when they're entering high school, because it's such a big age gap between, you know, preschool and high school. But I would like to try and always instill in my students they need to remember to be inclusive and nice to everybody.
Being an educator, you can only do so much. Knowing that family is the primary influence on everyone's lives, even though school is a close second when it comes to childhood lives, how would you handle a parent or guardian that you would encounter that didn't know how to handle diversity? For example, if a student in your class was playing the wrong quote-unquote gender role, for example, if a boy wanted to wear a skirt and came to school in a skirt, or if a girl wanted to do quote-unquote boy things, and a parent came in because a student mentioned it to their family, how would you talk and handle that parent?
Well, I would try to tell them that there's not much I can do inside the classroom with, you know, discussing their home life. I would also try to tell them that, you know, with this day and age, you know, they can have their views and I can have my views and the family of that child can have their views. And if that child's family is allowing them to do those things, there's not much I or they could do, you know, to tell that parent that, you know, if this parent thinks that child's doing something wrong, you know, there's not much that I can do to tell that parent, hey, you shouldn't really let your child act like that, or, you know, I can't say to the student that they shouldn't act like that. It's just, if that's how the parent wants to allow the child to act, then that's how the child is allowed to act. You know, it's, diversity is a big topic these days, and, you know, it's, there's more and more people, you know, allowing diversity into their homes and allowing it to be more accepted. And I really think that that's how we should be going towards that path. And unfortunately, there are always going to be people out there who are against, you know, allowing boys to act like girls and girls to act like boys. So there's always going to be somebody who has a problem with it, and it's just something that's going to be different each time. And I think that it's going to be an interesting part of my job to deal with.
Everyone will be remembered by someone at some point in time. How do you think you will be remembered versus how you want to be remembered?
Well, I think everybody remembers different people in different ways. Like, some people remember people that they've met by physical appearance. Some people remember them by what they enjoyed or, you know, how they acted. And, you know, as somebody who is very short, I feel like that is an aspect that a lot of people will remember me by. Another thing that I feel like I could be remembered by is my love for Disney. And I do plan on incorporating Disney into my classroom when I am a teacher. So that might be another aspect that students remember me by. But another thing that I hope that they remember me by is by my kind and caring nature for the students. And I hope they know that if they have a problem, they can come to me. And I hope that they always remember that if they ever ask me for help, that I was a big influence on their life. And I hope that that sticks with them.
Well, Jenna, thank you so much for coming. I have one final question for you. Wanting to be an educator, is there any principle or moral you believe every educator should think or believe in, no matter the age group?
I think that something that should be remembered by all educators is that the student comes first. It doesn't matter, you know, what we're going through or, you know, our personal lives or anything having to do with us. It's when you step foot through that classroom, the students matter first. You know, you gotta put all of your problems aside and make sure that the students are doing the best that they can, that they're getting their work done, and that, you know, they can, that their problems come before yours. Thank you.